Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport parking.
Switch to Kogan Mobile for $2.90 for 30 days with a big 20 gig of data. Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and Kingo.
Yeah, massive game tonight for Tyre Power. Tyre Power, your match day favourites for tyre safety, the Saints and the Lions. And this season, your best clubman is your local owner-operator from Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts. We know who our next guest will be tipping tonight. The St Kilda AFLW captain is Hannah Priest. She joins us with the season just a couple of weeks away. Hannah, thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for welcoming me to the show.
Short turnaround and a quick, I guess, pre-season. Well, it might feel like a quick pre-season. How has it been, and do you feel prepared for a couple of weeks' time when it all starts?
Yeah, it has been a very quick turnaround. We sort of finished up end of March, start of April, and then sort of only had about 8 weeks off before we got stuck into some pre-season again. So it's been a quick turnaround, but I think you'll find all the AFLW girls just want to play footy and play lots of games of footy. So we're really looking forward to the season ahead.
It was a disappointing season last year. You did finish second last with a couple of wins. So what has been the focus for the pre-season in terms of the way you want to play?
Yeah, we only got the 2 wins last season, but we probably lost about 3 or 4 just under a kick. So we know that we were right in it. We've had a very focused pre-season and a lot of work on our skill and ball movement. So the more confidence we have in hitting kicks and moving the ball around the ground with confidence, we'll be a better team for it. We had a lot of new recruits that have made a new impact on our club as well from other clubs. So we're really lucky to have them in our program as well.
Good luck for the year, Hannah. A lot of movement with the players in this off-season given the expansion, and it's sort of hard to keep up with from the outside looking in. What about from a player point of view? You're the captain, obviously. You've got to get to know everyone very, very well and on a deeper level than most. Has it been difficult to keep up with the movement and where teams are likely to attack in terms of your list over the... I know you lost one of your best players in the off-season to the Hawks in Telly Lucas-Rod. So has it been difficult from a captaincy point of view?
Yeah, I think all clubs have had a fair bit of movement in their teams. But I guess the best thing is that we now have 18 clubs. So there was always going to be movement at this time. We had obviously Hawthorn, Port Adelaide, Sydney and Essendon join this season upcoming. So it's going to be really interesting to see sort of how clubs will fare in the actual competition. We did lose Tilly. She's now got the captaincy at Hawthorn, so really proud of her progression as well. We've obviously got Erin McKinnon from the Giants. She's 190 centimetres tall, so she's going to make a huge impact for our ruck stocks. And also Georgia Patricios, who's come back and slotted seamlessly back into our team as well, which is really exciting.
Been really impressed with the standard year on year, how it's improved and it's growing all the time. Are you noticing this next wave of younger talent coming in and just driving the game to new heights?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I joined football when I was sort of 25, and now these girls are growing up with footies in their hands when they're, 9 or 10 years old, and all of the, I guess, the drafts are getting better and better. Like the girls that are coming through, we watched some of the footage at draft night. The girls are just, I guess, growing up with a footy in their hands. So it's going to be really excited to see the great game just continually grow and, I guess, the standard, again, go to another level.
Hannah Priest is St Kilda's AFLW captain. She joins us this morning. Hannah, you're a teacher by trade. You're working at the Danny Frawley Centre. Tell us about your day job and what you get up to.
Yeah, so I was working at a school previously, but with the opening of the Danny Frawley Centre at Moorabbin, there was sort of opportunity to work as a teacher, sort of merge education and football together. So delivering programs out of the Danny Frawley Centre, both bringing schools in but also going out to schools, sort of giving students a bit of a capture of what it's like to work in a high-performance environment, but also educating students around, I guess, resilience and growing in different areas as well.
Well, with the influx of all this new cash, Cornsy, you can choose different career pathways now. The, The wages have gone right up, yeah. Hannah. They're going through the roof with AFLW. Are you ready now? And this is a serious question. Are you ready to embrace all that that brings in terms of critical analysis, critical feedback, now that you are shifting into that full-time professional zone?
Yeah, still got a bit of work to do. I mean, the pay increase has allowed girls to work maybe 2 to 3 days a week. Some girls are continuing to work full-time, but it just alleviates a bit of pressure on the girls to work full-time and get to footy and do sort of 25 hours of footy as well. So, it's exciting. And I think all AFLW girls are really pushing for that full-time profession. And with that, as you said, we need to be ready for that critical analysis of the game. And I guess we're growing our standards, so we need to be ready to take feedback and continue to improve.
And you've got a practice game on this afternoon against the Lions. Yes. What sort of group and strength of a side will you take in?
Yeah, we've got 22 girls we'll take in. We'll play the Lions at 3:30 RSA Park this afternoon. So that's open to the public and also live stream. So we're really excited to finally have an official Pracky match. Our ground's been resurfaced out there as well. So we're really excited to host the Lions. So, we'll take in a pretty strong side with a bit of movement to come before round one. But we're very much looking forward to it.
Hannah, good luck today and good luck for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
day. Saints are taking on the Lions, RSEA Park this afternoon from 3:30. And the first game is not far away at all, a couple of weeks away, August the 27th, against Sydney at North Sydney Oval on Saturday. Huge AFLW season right on our doorstep. On the other side of this, maybe a couple of quick calls, and also we'll speak to Sammy Edmund, who'll be in the house ready to go for a big captain's run.
He's had a big week.
He's had a big, big week.
He's picking on your man, the Duck.
Some strong feedback. And didn't the Duck fire back? We'll get Sammy Edmund's thoughts on that after this.
He's nervous.